Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School. This is Dr. Ed Harris, recently retired from San Jose State University. All right. I love this Charles Carter piece. It's been around for quite a while. It's written in the late 50s, and I think I played it in high school myself. So it's great to see a middle school playing, or junior high. A little bit shorter on these, not quite so long on the quarter. Bump, ba, bump. Just a little bit of space. I know he's got a tenuto on the quarter note, but a way of bringing out the accents is by separating just a little bit more. Clarence a little bit louder here. Yeah, and the people who answer them need to come up a little bit more. Trumpets just a little bit more. Again, my general principle I tell my own groups, if you play the melody, play one dynamic louder. If you don't play the melody, one dynamic softer, because we always want the melody to come through. Yeah, nice pacing here. They can separate a little bit more on the accents. Don't hold them full value as marked. It's just too hard to get them to come through. Yeah, nice transition. Yeah, very nice job in the phoneme solo. Yeah, careful to drag the treble just a little bit. De-da-da-de-da-da-da. Pretend to push it a little bit too much. Up, come up a little bit. And phrasing the melody, I would say a place to start is if the line goes up, little crescendo. If it comes down, a little diminuendo. Yeah, beautiful release of the notes here, cadence. A little bit too much bass drum. Yeah, it's a little bit heavy for this thin of an instrumentation. Again, da-da-dee-dee, little up for two notes and down for a couple notes, and then a crescendo going in letter D. Again, if you can back away on the bass drum, it's just a little bit too heavy. It's a big instrument. It's coming through a little bit. Okay, I think you need... Okay, a couple things. When I see a crescendo, I do back away one dynamic so I have somewhere to go. When I say a diminuendo, I also play up one dynamic so I have somewhere to diminuendo to. So it's almost reverse psychology. A little bit too much on the highs. Bring the piccolo down just a little bit in terms of dynamics. Trumpets, you got to play out just a little bit more. Clarinets, you got to play out a little bit more. So generally they want it soft, but you have the melody, so you gotta play it out. So if everyone else is playing a double piano, you probably could play piano, but everyone's not. So bring it out a little bit more. Again, a little separation on this. Ba, ba, ba. It's gonna make it, you can bring out accents by separating more, by tonguing harder, or by using more air. I always go with separation and then more air. Again, a little less piccolo. Good transition. Yeah, to me this is still a little bit on the marcato side. D, 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 D. So I would separate these. Okay, and again, a little more on the accent line coming through. Careful not to rush the 16ths. The phrasing he's written out there for you. A little bit up on the first three notes and then back off on the next. Do-dee-dee-dee-da-da-dee-da-da. Hold on to the long note a little bit at the end. I would hold it full value and release it on the next downbeat. We gotta help these cut through a little bit more on the accent lines. Yeah. Again, the piccolo is being very well played. It's doing a great job. But remember, you're gonna be an octave above everybody else. So maybe just a little bit less. Yeah. All release together. Yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, first of all, I thank you for not playing the triple four to the end, but to me, this piece ends with a bigger, fuller sound. What happens, you almost put a diminuendo on this, so. Bum, 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 ba-da-dum, bum, 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 bum. Especially the measure 186, the second quarter note, what we call the penultimate note, needs to be longer, and maybe hold back a little bit more on that. And then don't back away so much from the last notes. Okay, if you play melodic material, you need to project a little bit more. Sometimes we're too literal. It says piano, you're playing very softly. But if you have the melody, it still needs to be the dominant force that's driving a line. If you're not playing the melody, if you can back away a little bit, that would be helpful. Accent materials need to pop out just a little bit more. Great job on the transitions. I think if we can bring up the fortes a little bit, especially on melodic material. So it's sort of the accents to give the flavors, like spices and cooking, accents, staccatos. Okay, moving on now. Okay, playing to the dissonance just a little bit more. Again, a little more shape to the line. So generally, pickups lead a little crescendo on a pickup. If the line goes up, maybe a little crescendo. If it comes down, a little diminuendo. Okay, clarinet needs to come up one full dynamic. And again, do something with it, shape it. You have a beautiful job in the flute. Yeah. Again, pickups, the two quarters are pickup going in 20. D-a-dum, D-a-dum. And then he's got it marked, but it really should be almost a double crescendo. Yeah, nice job with the intonation here. Yeah, nice job of ending the note. Yeah, I'd taper the note just a little bit more before the release. Two. Clarinets need to come through a little bit more. Remember, it's a much heavier timbre. That's to accompany you, so the clarinets you need to pull out just a little bit more. And I gotta get you to shape the line just a little bit more. Yeah, three things that are dull in music. Sustained notes, long notes, repeated notes, and repeated patterns. So all of these long notes in the melody, do something with them. If they're getting more exciting, a little crescendo, more restful, a little diminuendo. Yeah, blow into the lower note, the A. Dee-da-da-da, dee-dee-da-da-da. And moving lines need to come out a little bit more. Nice release. Yeah, I put a little accompaniment line. I'd put a little diminuendo on that one. So it just evaporates at the end of every measure. Yeah, again, pacing of your crescendo here. Yeah, so I need you to be more convincing on your crescendo. So there were like maybe six beats that I didn't hear much of a crescendo, and then the last measure you gave me a big crescendo. Again, the accompaniment needs to come down one dynamic at 70, and the melody needs to come up one dynamic. So balancing. A lot of balance, it depends on what part of the composition you're playing. But always, you won't go wrong if you always balance to the melody or let the melody sing out a little bit more. Okay, if you at 80, if you're too legato on the articulations, we're not going to hear it. I would just da 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 di da 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 di da da. So we're not hearing the rhythm in the trumpets. Okay, a little bit less on the clarinet, just a little bit less. Yeah, you know, I put a little too neutral over the first of the quintuplets. Dee da ya da 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 dee. It gives it more sort of a rhapsodic kind of feel to the shape of the melody. Again, same thing here. A little bit of a too neutral on the E. And then I blow into that because it's down and a little bit less acoustically helpful. Tessitura, but the accompaniment also is a little bit on the heavy side here for you. Yeah, beautiful. One of the things I really impressed with you, the beautiful way you end notes, way you end phrases. Beautiful tapers. Again, your long, your crescendo and your diminuendo, you need to work on transitional dynamics a little bit more, pacing them, because I see them on the page, but I'm not hearing them out in the hall. Nice job in the trumpet. Again, anything with a mute, I bring up one full dynamic because it's just not going to be projected quite as well. Great job with the intonation here. Yeah, if possible, I would even hold the last note just a little bit longer. Maybe a little bit longer, wait there, and then. And then just to what we call to niente, to nothingness. It's a beautiful plane. Thank you. The piano. I think my one thing I would like to see do a little bit more with is your dynamic pacing. In terms of balance, you've got to bring the melody out a little bit more, because sometimes, you know, it says piano and clarinets, you're playing a piano, which is true, but you're playing it against euphoniums and tenor saxes and other instruments on accompaniment, and it's being swallowed up. Especially anything in the staff or below the staff on the clarinet, it doesn't project well, so you've got to play out a little bit more. Shaping melodies, playing the melody out, beautiful job with the ends of notes, the phrasing at the ends of phrases is really exquisite, just beautiful. Okay, now we're going on to the Tekeli. Okay, make sure you're blowing to the difference, D sharp into the D. Yeah, nice taper. I take my time getting into 7. Be careful the pitch and measure 6. Sounds like the D and the C sharp and the clarinet are a little bit on the sharp side. Yeah. Yeah, the C is also sharp in the saxophone, be careful. Your B is a little bit flat. Yeah, the quarter notes and the eighth notes at the end of the measure are usually picked up to the next measure. T, T, autumn. So do something a little bit more with them. Shaping the melodic line. You're doing a nice job of balancing. This is, you know, sort of a misty day, and there's a lot of chordal material here. And you're doing a good job of the melody coming out, but he's got it scored in instruments to project just a little bit more. Beautiful job on the saxophone. Yeah, great phrased endings. Trumpets, you can come up just a little bit. Da dee da 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 dee da da. playing a melody is like taking a trip. You start somewhere, you go somewhere, and then you come back home somewhere. Okay, clarinet's just contrary to what I've been saying all morning. You got to play a little bit softer here. Again, if you don't have the melody, one dynamic less. A little more sax when you come in. It's like thickening the color a little bit. Shaping the melodic line is something I'd like you to work on. Where's the most important note? What's the second most important note? Where does, do I crescendo through the whole phrase? Do I crescendo? Do I diminuendo? So again, it's like taking a trip. You've got to start somewhere, you've got to go somewhere, and you've got to come back somewhere. 3 points to every phrase. Yeah, really nice balance here. Careful not to rush the 16ths. I put a little tenuto on them. D-D-A-D-A-M. Right now I'm getting da-da-da-da. A little bit too hurried. Everything like you're in a big vat of glue. Everything's sustained, held back, not hurried. Yeah, as you go down the eighth notes, I would not put the diminuendo in 68 because we're losing the end of the phrase. Sometimes the fact that you're descending to a lower tessitura will already make the diminuendo for you. I need more of the tenor sax, a little bit more of the first horn. Get a nice release. Okay. I'm not hearing the sand blocks. Yeah, I would place the sand blocks with something else that would project a little bit more, maybe a guiro or a gourd or something. But we're just not hearing on the sand block. Nice job with that accents. Accents are like spices in cooking. You need to pop them out a little bit more in this. Again, crescendo going into 17 is a pickup. Pickup's lead, crescendo on them. A little diminuendo, good. Again, I think you're too legato on the articulation because sometimes we're not hearing that repeated rhythmic ostinato. It's so legato. There's no clarity in the sound, like, especially because there's chordal material against it. I need to hear a little bit more of the tambourine, a little bit more of the xylophone. Again, things that are dull on music, repeated notes, read a pattern, repeated pattern, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Maybe a little crescendo on that. Again, everything for my taste needs to be a little more separated. What happens is it gets too legato and we don't feel the rhythm. Careful not to rush the dee-da-da, dee-da-da-da. Also a little bit of weight on the accent a little bit more. Yeah, I need to hear all the little melodic fragments in here. People playing sustained notes are covering melody. Fast roll here. Go a little bit softer, get a little softer. Okay, I would use a little harder mallet on the marimba just so that we hear all of the notes. I'm not hearing all the notes coming through the movie. Doo-dee, 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 doo-dee. I'm hearing the bottom notes. Again, this has got to pop out a little bit. Careful not to rush the dee-da-da, dee-da-da. Slurs tend to, when you tongue, you have the tongue and the fingers moving, two sets of muscles. So when you slur, you don't have the tongue moving. So we tend to want to let the fingers do whatever they want to do. And usually they want to rush. A little more separation in the lower brass. Yeah, maybe a little bit less on the bass drum. Yeah, nice ending, but sharper articulation. I think if we could shorten the articulation on the eighth notes at 126.1. It's got to be sparkly like twinkly lights on a Christmas tree. It's got to have a little bit more personality. I think one of the things, if you tongue them too legato, it gets lost. It gets sort of almost swallowed up in the trill and the saxophones. Okay, keep working on articulations against staccatos, accents, marcatos, all of the different kinds of tonguing. I need more because it's like an orchestra of different bowings. We have different articulations. So keep working to project that. And a balance would be the other issue that I'd like to see you think a little bit about, in terms of if you play the melody, you've got to project a little bit more. And you've got to shape the melody. You just can't play notes. You've got to do something musically with it, the contour of the line. If you have accompaniment, back away one or two dynamics. Help the melody out. Okay, very nice playing, good performance, and I want to thank you very much for coming today, and congratulations on making it to the Allstate Music Festival. Thank you so much. Good luck.